See, and the Lord is teaching us that, which I am so thankful for, to be able to see that. Paul said in Philippians, let's turn to Philippians, the second chapter in your Bible, if you would. It's talking about unity and through humility. It's very interesting. Here in Philippians, the second chapter, he starts off by saying, therefore, and you always have to look at what was therefore, what was before. So Paul starts off in this chapter and he says, therefore. Well, you look in the preceding chapter, you start with verse 27, it says, only let your conduct or manner or conversation be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Wow. Only let your conversation, what you speak, be worthy of the gospel. Interesting. So that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That is amazing. Look what he says there. That you may stand fast. It's time that we stand fast. Stand fast. One spirit. Okay, there we go, one spirit. I tell you what, I believe that God is preparing His church, you and I, to be a united front. To tear down these strongholds that Satan is using in our society today, and we the church are being deceived by it. And God help us. But that is what God is doing here in this scripture. It's very interesting. That you stand fast in one spirit with one mind. One spirit, one mind. Striving together for the faith of the gospel. Working. That word striving means that we are cooperating and working together. No wonder Satan has had a heyday with the Church of Jesus Christ, which we all are a part of, folks. I want you to know that. But this is a new day. This is a new hour. I tell you what. One thing I saw as we were worshiping this morning, that chains were being broken supernaturally over everyone in this house. In Jesus' name, I saw that. There is total liberation in this house because the word of the Lord was going forth and it was declaring, the Spirit of God was declaring that you are set free in Jesus' name. How many want to give a shout? Hallelujah. I am free. You're free. And the Lord showed me a picture as I was going there. Worshiping this morning in that. Some of us here in this house, and we all are a part of this one time or another, that God has opened your prison door like He did with Peter of old. And you're just standing there looking at the open door and not going through it. God showed me that He was going around to every one of you this morning, supernaturally by the power of the Holy Spirit, and setting you free from the bondages and the chains that have been holding you back so that you were hindered to go on and be what all God wants you to be. And I believe in Jesus' name, I see every one of you set free from addictions, from smoking, from selfishness, from all kinds of things. I see you set free in Jesus' name. Because He who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed! Some of us get more excited about that than others, and that's okay. But I want you to know that there's a new excitement coming into this house. Why? Because we believe the Word, and we stand upon the Word of God. And I'm here to submit to you, as this church, as each one of us, Allow the Holy Spirit to do what He is orchestrating in this hour. Not what Pastor Mel is doing, no. Not what you are doing, no. But what the Holy Ghost is doing in this hour, you will not be able to keep people away because His Spirit and His anointing will begin flowing in dimensions that you and I have never seen before. Why? Because He said, my dad's been praying in the last days, He's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. That includes everyone you meet every day. And I want this people to go forth from this place this morning expecting everywhere you go that God's Spirit's going to fall out upon the people you meet. Why not? He promised it. Dare we believe the word of the Lord? And so He goes on to tell us here, man, this is pretty good. I may hear of your affairs. Okay. It's going to be spread abroad. You cannot hide the moving of the Spirit. You cannot keep silent the things that God is wanting to do in your life and my life, and people will not know about it. There's going to be understandings of things happening. Why? Because we dare to believe God. That you stand fast. Oh, I sense that. There's a supernatural divine realignment going on in our hearts here this morning by the power of the Spirit of God. He is realigning us to His plan and His purpose. And that means we won't be able to do things that we did coming into this house. Let me speak that again. The Spirit is saying because He is working in you both the will and the do of His good pleasure. Not yours. His good pleasure. And so He is going to set up situations that you're saying, God, where are you at? Well, God is saying, I placed you in this situation so you can see my kingdom coming upon this earth where you are at. It's out in the marketplace. It's out where you're at. Shared with you, people out there are going to begin experiencing things supernaturally because you and I are different. You're different. You say, well, I don't feel different. It doesn't matter how you feel, Brother Ben shared that. No, I know God's Word, and I know God's Word said if we believe, all things are possible. And He even said that when you gather together in my name, I am right in the midst of you. And so He is right here this morning by the power of His Spirit doing what He needs to do in all our hearts. Amen. I'm so glad I don't have to do that job. I can stand here with confidence and assurance that He which has begun that good work in you is going to finish it. Oh, that excites me. That thrills my heart. I look at different ones of you and see the struggles, some of the struggles you're in right now. And it just thrills my heart because I'm a pastor that's concerned about you and wants you to experience freedom in the Holy Ghost. Oh, true freedom in the Holy Ghost. Not man's freedom. God's freedom in the Holy Ghost. And I love it. He goes on to tell it. Minds striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's what William Booth is challenging us with. This morning we were talking about this very thing. And I think you heard me say this before. What our President Trump is trying to do, get rid of the swamp in Washington. I feel the Holy Ghost is wanting to get rid of all of the swamp in us. And Skip, you go to Ezekiel 47. That's where you said, right? That you spoke from, you know, the waters rushing out. We're not here at this pool of the test anymore. We're here at where, I love that, the waters rushing out of the sanctuary. That's scripture 47 speaks with that. You know, it rushes out of the sanctuary. And there is a new rushing of the mighty river of God flowing. But it goes on in that chapter and states that there is some marsh places where there is no life. There is no life in the swamp. Only dead stuff there. I don't know about you, but I don't want to dwell in the swamp anymore. I want to dwell in the river of God's grace and mercy that is flowing from Calvary. Amen. 24/7. That's another thing that just, it's amazing, that revelation, that 24/7 we have His grace, His power, His wisdom, His ability, everything we need to live a righteous and holy life. Let's say, Lord, I receive it. Let's say that. Lord, I receive it. Hallelujah. Lord, I receive it. And not in any way terrified by your adversary. Oh, I love that. Adversary. So Paul is saying that you're going to have some adverse circumstances in your life. But don't worry about it. Because I am with you. I am there right in the middle of your craziness. Which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God, for our love of His 29. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ. To you, each one of you, on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in His name, but also to... Oh, we don't want to hear this next word. Suffer for His sake. And as Justin brought out this morning, the suffering is the death root. That flesh wanted to hold on. I'm going to have my way. That addiction that's there, I'm going to have my way. No, we're going to say, no addiction, you are not going to have my way. You're not going to have my way. You're going to have God's way. Having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here in me. He's saying, I had those problems too. I had to deal with that too. In my flesh. You know, this is not something new he's dealing with here. But he's talking about, now, therefore, if any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if. I love that, those if. He's getting us to think, if. If any fellowship of the Spirit, oh, I love that. Consolation in Christ, that help, consolation is that help, that encouragement in Christ. If any comfort of love, how we need love, demonstrated in our lives. He's a loving God. He's there with us in our every situation. If there is any love, any fellowship of the Spirit. Ooh. The communication. You know, I'm leaving this communion table here for a reason. It's a point of contact. I shared with you about what God, it says, this do in remembrance of me here. And I said that Jesus in Revelation 4, you know, not, is talking to believers. I want to come in and sub with you and you with me. I tell you what, my dear brothers and sisters, there's a dimension that God is taking His church into that if you go there, you're going to be amazed at what He shows you. Fellowship of the Spirit. He's showing me things, and I'm seeing things. For instance, the sovereignty of God. In everything we do, God should be ordering our steps to go here and not to go here. And whatever, because I believe with all my heart, that is where the Holy Spirit of God is at now. Just the case in point with regards to Ruth Brenneville. Sister Ruth, it's been about 4 or 5 years. She always used to come through that door with the oxygen in. She used to drive, and she would just love to come to church, and she hasn't been able to come to church. But for the last couple of years, she's always sending her tithing. And I would go see her. She lives right near where, up where Brother Bill and Sister Eleanor live up in that area. And I tell you what, we had revival in your community, Brother Bill and Sister Eleanor. I should have told you to come join me. And so as I got the call, you know, here a week ago, 2 weeks ago, she said again, and she'd been wanting to plan her funeral. And, you know, this is amazing what the Holy Spirit does, you know, with people. And for some reason, they couldn't get the funeral director back a year ago as I started to write things down that she wanted for her funeral. And so she was in the hospital over at Holy Spirit Hospital here 2 weeks ago, and I went over it. And we had a glorious time in the hospital. I mean, and she looked, she said, I want to drive you. I want to drive. I want to come back to church. You know, she was talking about that. But who you want to get for my funeral director? I mean, she was passionate. Okay, that was 2 weeks ago. And then just, you know, on Tuesday when all the snow came, her granddaughter said she's on hospice. And I said, ooh. I couldn't get up there Tuesday and Wednesday. We were snowed in here. And so Thursday, I said, you need to go. I went up early in the morning, but I couldn't. I saw her. She was not coherent at that time. And hospice was there, putting her in her bed and just making her comfortable there. She said, they asked me, could I leave? I said, sure, I'll be glad to leave and come back. And so I didn't know when I should, either in the afternoon or in the evening. And at 2:30, I told my wife, I said, Rosemary, I gotta go. Maybe we gotta go see Ruth. And so we went up there, and the family was around, and we were praying with her and encouraging the family just to let the Holy Spirit do what He does best in a time like this, and making sure that you release her to the Lord if that's the case. And so we prayed and anointed her with oil. It was a precious time there. These are precious times. So this is part of life. And that was an honor to have my wife. It's very interesting to see how the Lord is bringing Rosemary and I together in dealing with these things and ministering to families. And so I turned around and just starting to encourage the family. And it's time. One of the girls said, she's gone. She's gone. Went down. No breath in her. And one of them that seemed to check out the heart and all. And they said, and they're crying, Pastor, she waited till you came to leave. I said, God, what are you trying to do here, Lord? But for 4 hours, and I appreciate the deacons just doing their job, and we had a deacon meeting over that time, and they just deaconed, and I done what I needed to do to minister to this family. And we saw miracles begin to happen in relationship there as we were just journeying with the family. Family matters, folks, here for me. Okay? Family matters. But I'm talking about fellowship with the Spirit of God. You can't orchestrate that kind of thing. But He can. And what He is looking for all of us, to be sensitive, to die daily. Paul talks a lot about that. Die daily. And when we do, oh, He comes forth. If any affliction and any mercy, fulfill, verse 2:2, fulfill you my joy and be like-minded. The only way you and I can be like-minded is have the mind of the Spirit 24/7 operating in our lives. Or we'll always be bucking against one another. And that's the only way. Fulfill you my joy being like-minded. I love that phrase. Like-minded. I believe today, like never before, God is readjusting our minds. Okay? Very important. Having the same love. Being of one accord and one mind. I cannot believe how much Paul is passionately helping us to understand how we should be as the body of Christ today. I think this is pretty good. So, let nothing be done through strife or through selfish ambition. Another translation says, let nothing be done through strife or selfish ambition. I mean, just for yourself. Just so it's good for you. Jesus came for others. He came not for himself. That's why there was the crosses of the will at the cross, at the garden, you know. I came there in fleshly manners, in human perspective. He had to come to that place. The crisis of his will. Naturally speaking, as a human being, he was speaking, I can't bear it. But that one phrase, nevertheless, broke Satan's power over humanity. Hallelujah. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Interesting. Let each, nevertheless, but in loneliness of mind, verse 3, let each esteem others better than himself. I tell you what, we need a big reversal of how we've been living our lives. Amen. Because, let's face it, all of us have problems. When problems are around, we look at ourselves first. And how we can have people help us instead of letting the Holy Spirit work like He alone can do. So, let each, that means include us all, esteem others better than himself. This is where I believe that God here at Grace Chapel is building a culture of honor and respect and godly dignity. You look at people today, the people that truly are surrendered to the will and the purpose of God, there's an awe about them. You like to be around them. People that are very selfish and always down at the mouth, we have problems hanging around those kind of people. But, you know, with the grace of God, I thank God, you know, that He has called us to be in the world but not of the world. And I love to be able, and I honestly mean that from the bottom of my heart, I love to be in situations where there is chaotic things going on. Because, and relationships all messed up, because I carry the Prince of Peace. And I believe, as Skip was saying, we pray your kingdom to come, your will to be done in that situation. And a lot of times, I don't even have to say anything. But you can be in that place, that situation, and pray and see God supernaturally adjust hearts and lives. And sometimes you need to speak, you know, too. But he goes on. Let each of you look not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Interest of others. Now, here's the verse. I said all that to come to this. 2 and 5 of Philippians. So here's a command. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Wow! Paul is saying here that you and I can have the same mind that Christ has in heaven. Or that Christ did when he was walking upon the shores of Galilee. Exactly the same mind. Now, for that to take place, you have to keep your mind thinking that way. Because you don't think that way all the time. We don't think that way all the time. We think we're all alone, and then we get mad, and then we operate in the flesh because we are not thinking that here's opportunity for his mind to be operating. And the beautiful thing about it is he gave you a free moral agent to do it. You can if you want to. Operate in the crazy, fleshly, carnal stuff. He gives you privilege to do that. But how many know we've been around long enough to know that doesn't work anymore? We don't want to go there. And I appreciate my wife and I, as we're going there and running this relationship, you know, and as we all do it, we start arguing, you know, and do that. And I used to say, no, I'm not going there. Now she's saying, I'm not going there. Thank you, Rosemary, for helping me. I have that problem. I really do. I want to make sure that she knows my heart and my mind in this thing, you know. But then we realize that conflicts happen, you know. And a lot of times that draws you further apart. And so what I am learning, Rosemary and I are learning, is that we got to operate, that was operating out of the wrong mind. We need to operate out of his mind. And so will you forgive me, honey? Will you forgive me for operating in the flesh? Operating carnality in my own stinking way. How many can say amen? Amen. You know, and that's so important that we understand the very fundamental truths of God's Word are very practical for each one of us. Oh, if these youngins can know that now, oh, I bless you with that understanding and that revelation. And I believe that God is raising up young people like is sitting here today, whoever young, to show to the world really what God's Word is all about. And I feel this truth in your hearts in Jesus' name, because your generation desperately needs it. They're looking for men, young men and young women that will show them the way of God. Hallelujah. You and I appreciate, that's why you're here this morning. I appreciate you too, all of you that are here, the younger generation. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he was in the essence of God, did not consider himself robbery to be equal with God. He was God manifested in the flesh. But he laid that, let's read on here. Who being a form of God did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself, and here's the point that I believe is so important. He was willing to make himself of no reputation. That's where it's at. We have to be known. People need to know. And there is a proper time for everything. I don't minimize that. That we need to share our hearts together. But as I have learned, and am still learning, there's a proper time, you know, to do that. If my wife is in the middle of something going on, I should not communicate with her that time. I mean, hey, I found out. She's not listening to me anyhow, so. And I'm not listening to her, too, when I'm all uptight, you know, too. And so, but there's a time and a place. Everything under the sun. And so we learn to do that better in Jesus' name. And so let this mind, who he made himself of no reputation, taken the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of man, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Okay, he's humbled himself down more and more. Okay? He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. He was our pattern son. He was there to show to us how to do it. And what we should do is say, thank you, Jesus, for showing me how it should be done. The creator of the universe. The one who had everything at his disposal. He was willing to humble. And then, this is what the Lord showed me in verse 9. Therefore, and remember, every time you see therefore, you have to take everything that is preceding it. Okay? Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So you get the picture. He was willing to humble himself, make himself of no reputation, you know, for one purpose and one purpose alone, is to take every last one of us that are here in the whole wide world, give you an opportunity to be linked back with God Almighty and take on his nature and his character and demonstrate to the world who he is today. Give the Lord a hand. What an honor. What a privilege you and I have here today. Amen. Well, I like what I'm seeing. I don't know about you, but I do. Yes. Nothing of eternal value really happens unless you're willing to lay down your life. Unless you're willing to give. Now, we'll pick up that next week to preach my message that I put together. I had to give something else this morning to you. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Lord. See, I want you to know your pastor is willing to lay things aside. But wasn't this good this morning? Amen. Just to sit at his feet and to look at Scripture. And I'm saying, thank you, Lord. You're building your church. And the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. Hallelujah. And he's building it through all of us here. My dad, thing he wants to share.
I would desire to be anointed with oil. I was at the doctor 3 times, and he's not getting through with this. The allergy in our eyes, I desire to be anointed with oil now.
Okay, I want two of the young men to bring our founder up here, if you would. And let's go there. And you know what? I think the Holy Spirit is speaking right now that anyone that needs an anointing with oil, I just want you to come up and stand here, that you have something you're dealing with. And we just want the Holy Spirit to work.